The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news, worse news, even worse, worst news. We are bombarded with bad news. How about some good news? I want to start this hour of the program with some really good news, some uplifting news. And I don't know about you, but I could use it today. And I would imagine many of you could as well. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We don't hear much good news out of California, particularly Southern California. I often am just deeply grieved about what is going on in my home state. The liberal left has literally destroyed a wonderful place to live. I've said it many times. I'm so thankful I had the privilege of growing up in Southern California and kind of the golden years of Southern California. It was great. It was wonderful to grow up out there. But California is not what it was then. And then we have this in Southern California. The annual Harvest Crusade just ended a few days ago. This is the effort by the ministry of Greg Laurie. They've been doing this for 30 consecutive years. Started very small. It has gotten very big. For many years now, they have rented out Angels Stadium, where the California Angels play. Angels Stadium in Anaheim. And they pack it out for, I believe it's 3 consecutive nights. This was the 30th year. In total, over 100,000 people attended the Harvest Crusade at Angels Stadium. Finished up this past Sunday night, over 100,000 people attended, and over 8,000 people gave their hearts to Christ. And they did it the old-fashioned way, a public invitation. You know, the days of the Billy Graham Crusades, we have often thought that those days were done, over, finished. The big citywide crusades, we could never have them again. Well, evidently that is not true, even in uber-liberal Southern California. You say, well, that's in Orange County. Orange County is historically conservative. Not anymore. Orange County is not any longer the bastion of conservatism that it was for many years. So I just think this is just incredible. Over 8,000 people came forward, walked the aisle, and, you know, again, this is in a big stadium. Some people had to walk down, you know, 3, 4, 5 stories from the upper decks down. And a public invitation was given. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, come forward, come here, stand in front of the platform. And over 8,000 people responded to a public invitation to receive Christ as Savior. The last night, last Sunday night, Greg Laurie preached on heaven. Part of the message, he said, the three most common questions that he is asked is, what's going to happen after I die? Is there really a God? And am I going to heaven? And he answered those questions biblically. He said, heaven is a real place. Deep down inside, everyone feels a tug for heaven. What is heaven like? In one word, amazing, beyond your wildest dreams. But then he dealt with sin. You cannot get to heaven unless you acknowledge that you are a sinner, that you are separated from God. You need to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died for your sins. You must confess that you are a sinner. And I'm quoting, you must confess you're a sinner and understand that Jesus died on the cross for you. You must repent of your sin, he said. And then gave the public invitation on those three nights. And when it was all finished, over 8,000 had accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. I think that's wonderful. In addition, they are planning on, over the next 20 months, they want to reach in person. This is not online, on TV, in person. Over the next 20 months, they want to reach over 1 million people in person, and they're asking God to see over 100,000 professions of faith through these crusades. I think it's wonderful. In addition to that good news, and my goodness, that's good news, Daryl Strawberry was one of those, and Greg Laurie is following the formula that Billy Graham used for many, many years. He had celebrity testimonies, well-known Christian musicians, and so forth. Well, one of the celebrities that gave their testimony at the Harvest Crusade in Southern California was Daryl Strawberry. Who is not familiar with Daryl Strawberry? 8-time All-Star, 4-time World Series champion, but also a drug addict and a prisoner. While he was driven out of his profession because of his drug addiction, he was fired by Major League Baseball teams. Quote, he was released by different teams after repeatedly violating the league's substance abuse policy. Quote, due to his drug and alcohol addiction, Daryl Strawberry suffered 2 failed marriages, a string of arrests, imprisonment, and several failed attempts at rehab. In addition to that, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. In 1998, had to have part of his colon removed, and as a result, and here's the take-home, folks. As a result of all of this, Daryl Strawberry hit bottom. He's got colon cancer. 2 failed marriages. Not 1, 2 failed marriages. He's in prison. All of the money, all of the wealth, all of the fame, all of the success came crashing down. And it was there, in prison, at the very, very bottom, that he knows Jesus Christ in a personal way. Now, he had made professions of faith before. I think this is important. He had made professions of faith before, but it was phony. It was fake. And at the very bottom, in prison, he gave his heart truly to Jesus Christ. The headline I'm looking at says, Daryl Strawberry says he is glad he was in prison because he probably would not have come to Christ otherwise. And now he and his third wife have a ministry. He is an ordained minister, and he is sharing Christ all over the world. I say this as an encouragement to those of you who have a child, maybe a husband, maybe a wife, who is struggling with addiction, problems with the law. There is still hope. We've heard this over and over again, how someone had to come to the very absolute end of themselves. People tried to help them. People tried to lift them up, but they had to come to a place of complete abandonment before they were finally willing to give their hearts fully to Jesus. I want to share a little bit more of his story when we come back, because it's encouraging. Many of you have a child or a grandchild, or again, maybe a husband or a wife, or maybe a parent that is struggling, and you're hurting as much as they are. There is hope. Stay tuned.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
We were just talking about the incredible Harvest Crusade in Southern California that wrapped up this past Sunday night. Over 100,000 people attended. The gospel was clearly presented every night. And when it was all done, over 8,000 people had accepted Christ as Savior. Well, there were several quote-unquote celebrities that gave their testimonies as a part of the crusade. One of them was Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry was one of the best-known Major League Baseball players during his career. But unfortunately, he was also known for drug addiction, arrests, and even imprisonment. But in prison, at the very bottom, when he had lost everything that was important to him, that's when he came face-to-face with Jesus Christ for real. And I say for real because he had made confessions of faith before. Even when he was playing baseball, he was giving his testimony as a follower of Jesus, but it was fake. It was phony. And he had to come to the very bottom before he was willing to give God his full attention. And folks, we see this so often. We see this in the Bible, but we also see it in everyday life, that so often the absolute worst thing that happens to a person ends up being the best thing, because God is in control and God has a plan. And I say this to encourage people who are watching someone they love going through difficult times. And so often we want to rescue them because we love them. We don't want to watch them suffer. But sometimes that's exactly what has to happen. Strawberry, let me quote from the story. Daryl Strawberry explained that he got to a place in his life where he didn't want to be a hypocrite any longer. Quote, "I didn't want to say I know Jesus, but I really didn't know him. I just knew his name and everything. When you truly know him, you become a true follower of Jesus. The Lord allows you to be a vessel for him to be able to do great kingdom work. It's never about us. It's always about leading other people to the cross so they can get saved and set free from the bondage and change in their life." When asked about his time in prison, Daryl Strawberry stressed the most important thing for people to understand is that brokenness is real, and it's a spiritual thing. "I am glad everything that happened to me, because had it not, I probably would have made another $50 million playing baseball, but I would never have met Jesus. That would have kept me separated. That would have kept me in a lifestyle of thinking that I had it all together. I had to lose everything." Isn't that interesting? He said, "I had to lose everything." In his remarks at the Harvest Crusade, Strawberry said that his past legal troubles were a result of the fact that he lacked knowledge of biblical principles and commandments of God. "I think when you get to that place of understanding and you lay with God and you saturate yourself with God, God is going to teach you who you are and why he created you. When you look through the Bible, there was nobody that was perfect. They were all broken people, but God used them for his glory. He is not looking for perfect people. I remember God calling me 9 years ago to say I was going to preach. I said, no, you got the wrong guy. I'm not qualified. Well, no one is qualified. Strawberry told those in the audience who are dealing with addiction, he said, quote, whatever is killing you, Jesus already killed it. He concluded with a challenge. I get a chance to stand on platforms that I could never imagine because of what Romans 8:28 talks about. It says, we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord through those who are called according to his purpose. When we know that we are called according to God's purpose and his great plan, he is going to exalt you and put you in a place that you are not qualified to do. People tonight, if you hear, just say yes to Jesus. It is a three-letter word, Y-E-S. You enjoy salvation. You get to be set free forever, he said to the crowd. This is part of the message of the cross, folks. The cross does not suggest, the cross demands our complete brokenness and our total surrender. And you know what? The message of the cross never changes. We come to the cross for salvation, which means complete surrender. Yes, God, I am a sinner. I am lost. I have no hope in myself, and I come to the cross because I know you are the only hope. I come and I accept the free gift of salvation. I repent of my sins. But folks, listen. That is just the beginning. The cross demands a life of surrender. Joy and I often talk about the fact that God has given us a ministry of brokenness. And because he has given us a ministry of brokenness, God continually keeps us broken before him. God continually brings experiences into our life, into our family, into our finances, even into our health. God continually brings us to a deeper surrender and a deeper understanding of what it means to surrender all at the foot of the cross. But that's the only real place of victory. And to someone who has never received Christ as Savior, come to the cross and receive forgiveness. And to those of you who are saved and you are born again, my friend, you never outgrow the brokenness of the cross. Maybe God is bringing circumstances into your life today to teach you. Victory is not in your strength. It is in surrender.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.